Another typhoon bears down on the Philippines. Eritrea inflicts another blow on Christians, and a new trend emerges for an audio scripture ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Government officials in the Philippines say Typhoon Lupit is expected to be stronger than Kitsana and Parma. Evacuations are underway as the system bears down. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says
the flooding damage that happened in the previous storms has not yet abated. Obviously, the repair process has not even barely begun. And so for a third storm to be heading in that direction, that's got to just be devastating news.
Smith says they're mobilizing a humanitarian response. This is the other part of living out the gospel.
When their lives are threatened and their livelihoods are threatened, the best thing that we can do as brothers and sisters in Christ is to really stand with them.
Bible translation is disrupted. Keep praying.
Even though the people are physically safe, they don't have the shelter that they need going forward and in the conditions they need. The other thing that these floods always bring in the aftermath is waterborne diseases. And so this is another area that we need to be anticipating as a need that's going to impact Bible translation teams directly as well.
Meanwhile, evangelical Christians are facing even more problems in Eritrea. Open Doors USA reports Eritrean security forces raided the home of a founding elder of the Full Gospel Church in Asmara. Three people were arrested during the raid, seven more people 2 days later. More than 2,800 Christians remain behind bars for worshiping outside the state-sanctioned Orthodox, Lutheran, and Catholic churches. At least 10 believers have died while being incarcerated. You're listening to Mission Network News. In 1974, there was only one evangelical church in Nepal with 300 people attending. Today, there are more than 1 million people claiming Christ. Global Action is helping facilitate that growth with their Global Module Studies program. Speaking from the region, Lars Dunberg describes GLOMOS.
We train pastors who also have some other occupations, so they can't come for a whole week or for a whole month. They come for 3 days a month. For 10 months, and we just had graduation yesterday of 69 of these students.
Dunberg says GLOMOS is a multiplication effort.
Each of them will in turn train a minimum of five other leaders using the same material, who in turn will start other churches. And so we will see a chain reaction of new churches springing up in the villages and out in areas where there is no Christian witness.
Funding will determine how many of the 150 on the waiting list will join next year's class. Meanwhile, Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says their recording team stumbled on a new avenue for outreach in West Africa.
About 6 months ago, we received a request to do a recording of the Hausa Old Testament scriptures. And upon a little investigation, we began to realize that very few Old Testament audio recordings have been made around the world.
For believers who've been discipled, their desire to have the Old Testament in audio is a natural second step.
People who have heard the Gospels and who have heard about Jesus Christ are wanting to grow. It's a natural result of them beginning to understand that the message that's in the New Testament is built on a tremendous foundation.
Since that first request, they've had another from Africa and one from India. Keep praying for the doors to open. It's an exciting time.
Our first Hausa recording of the Old Testament will begin very shortly, and the others are primarily waiting for both funding and permissions.
And finally, Bethany Christian Services is excited about the success of their pilot program in Bulgaria. Already, eight families are in the works to adopt a child, and half of those families are hoping to be the forever family of a child with special needs. By providing services in Eastern European countries through a Christian worldview and through families who follow Christ, these kids are offered the hope of a future with Christ. Keep praying for these kids. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available two DVDs, Keys to the Middle East and The Storybook of Sat7, two free high-end productions that will help you understand ministry in the Middle East a little better so you can pray more effectively. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.